This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. Sweet dreams
are made of the air. Well, I think Michael Rotondo is eccentric. That was the old word they had for smart people that are quirky and a little weird. And, of course, I've now been talking to him during the breaks, and he told me about his interest. And I have to tell you, my friends, it is Asperger's type spectrum classic things. And you were telling me you like machines, you like numbers, you like engineering, you like just to watch machines for hours on YouTube every day. And that's fine. That's actually, I think, a form of advanced intelligence. But if people don't know how to shuttle you into the thing you need to be doing, then you'll just kind of spin your wheels forever. Because there's some people that are virtuosos with music. Some people are virtuosos with physical prowess. Some people are virtuosos when it comes to oratory. Some people are virtuosos when it comes to being psychic. You understand? But then there's other people that are just, their brains kind of get caught in the little technical minutia of things, which is fine. There's jobs for that, and there's fulfillment for that.
You're saying I'm an employable person is what you're saying.
Well, repeat what you told me earlier, what you like to do.
I like to go on YouTube, I like to watch machinery. I like to watch, I'm watching what the engineers have designed and engineered and built to be efficient and functional and productive.
Okay, then have you gone out and gotten, you know, the models and things and then built your own things or modified them?
I've done some things like that.
Okay, well, why don't you then go to, like, a radio, television, electronics, you know, type schools. They have those. A lot of those places actually get you really good jobs. You'll meet a bunch of people like you.
That's too monotonous. I like working with people.
Well, no, they're going to be people involved. That's the whole point.
I don't think I could do engineering in an office all day. I could do design.
Maybe. Hey, pizzeria chain offers job to 30-year-old New York man evicted by parents.
Can you send me that link? Because I had someone refer me to that today. They haven't connected me to it.
So you'd rather, that's nice of them offer you a job, but at the same time, you don't want a job as somebody doing technical work without the degree in engineering?
Probably not. It depends. I mean, it depends what exactly the job description is. I mean, there's engineers, there's people who design.
Do you have any friends?
Sort of. Not close friends. I don't really have any close friends.
You have to get out, though.
Of the house.
Just, you need to go out and get out of the house, yes.
I need to socialize.
Yes. Your parents are trying. See, there's always been people like you. You're a good guy.
All right.
There's all different types of people. The internet and computers are allowing people to plug into this virtual reality, and every metric and every statistic says it's destroying people. Netflix is making the population growth rate go down. People aren't having sex because of Netflix. Humanity is dying. Our IQs are lowering. We are in a mesmerized state. You need to come out of it. Come on. Michael, you can do it. Come on. You can do it. You understand, you don't have to be in this other place. You can be here now. There's an entire universe right there waiting for you. Have you ever run around in the mountains at night with a full moon? When it's about 30 degrees out, your shirt off?
I've done some things like that.
Stuff like that. That's how you wake up and recharge. You need to not just be hiding in your house. You run around on mountaintops at night when there's a full moon with your shirt off. It's 30 degrees.
Not exactly that.
Okay. That's what I do for entertainment. But the point is that you need to do things like that.
I need to run around like a lunatic.
Yes.
I don't know if it's going to help my case.
But, you know, it is lunatic, lunacy.
Really?
See, you've been programmed by the modern system. You need the real lunacy. See, I'm crazy, so I can't go nuts.
I got you. I understand.
You need to go. I'm serious. You need to break out. Uh-huh. Of those little norms, those little areas, those little back eddies that you're in, and you need to come out of it.
I think that's happening.
I think it is. That ridiculous photo of me. Anyways. Oh, boy. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Michael Rotondo is here, and he's got $3,000 and a free plane ticket down here, and he's already jumping back on a plane back to New York. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
I'm going to steal me a silver stallion.
Old dude is facing an eviction threat from his own parents.
That's just so ridiculous.
Michael Rotondo's mom and dad are so fed up, they're suing to get him out of the house.
I don't see why the judge wants to throw people out on the street.
His parents filed the extraordinary lawsuit following months of repeated attempts to get him to leave their home in Syracuse, New York. And the story is getting lots of attention.
A judge asked why he didn't just move in with his girlfriend, and the man said, "Girlfriend, I'm a 30-year-old man living at home. Dude, there's no girlfriend."
Michael Rotondo is here. But, you know, something happened to you. You went out years ago, I guess 2022, I've got the timeline here. You had a baby with a woman. It's your child, a boy or girl?
Boy.
And how old is your son?
He's 8.
Well, he needs you, mm-hmm. and he needs you in case something happened to the mom or whatever, you know, to be self-sufficient so that you can take care of him until he's 18.
I would actually support him until he found something that suited him.
But what if something never suits you?
That's a good question. I thought about that, and I thought that,
you know, Donald Trump had some pretty wives before. Melania, though, was a whole other universe. So, but he hadn't run into Melania yet. Melania wasn't born yet when Trump got his first wife.
Mm-hmm.
So, see, you have to get while the getting's good, son.
Okay. You telling me to get, I gotta get some kind of commitment out of a woman now while I have a chance?
Is that what at Owen Schroyer. Look at the smile on Schroyer. Bring him up right now. Let me punch that up. Schroyer, that's a guy afraid to get out and do anything. Oh, and I don't want to be mean to this guy, but the media acts like he's so rare. Nobody looks down their nose at it. This guy is the future right here on the course we are. And I'm trying to give him money, trying to get him a job. I'm like, hey, you want to be a reporter for us? I'm serious. And if you just do some basic stuff and get better and better, you can be really successful with us. But you got to go out and do it.
It sounds like I can do a lot of good with that.
Do what must be done, Lord Vader. Show no mercy.
I'm not a Star Wars fan.
I'm not, but I'm a Palpatine fan.
Oh.
You didn't know Emperor Palpatine's my spirit animal?
No. They overlooked that when they were mucking me up.
Emperor Palpatine is my co-pilot.
Okay. I don't know what that is.
Emperor Palpatine's my boyfriend.
I thought you had a wife.
I said my spirit animal. It's a joke.
Okay.
All right. It's a joke. Ian McDermott. Okay, the actor. He's hilarious. Emperor Palpatine is a comic genius. You know that. Owen Schroyer, you want to say something to this great American? You've got a big veteran show coming up today.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, and we're going to be talking about that here in just a minute in studio. But I actually had a couple questions for Michael. You know, we're about the same age, so I figured I could ask him a couple questions.
How old are you, Owen?
I'm 28.
You got your degree in psychology. You're a Jedi Sith Lord.
I just want to know, because one of my, when I was younger, one of my biggest causes to want to get out of the house was so that, you know, I could have like a girl over. So I'm just curious, how do you even try to attempt to get women anymore?
I was
like,
thrown
how do you
out of the
a woman
house.
Into the parents' house?
I was thrown out of the house because my mom did not like this old girlfriend. And when that girlfriend, old Cindy, smart mouthed my mom in the kitchen, my mom had me thrown out in 2 days. She said, David, get him out of here. But so I can kind of thank her for being smart mouthed my mom. I might still be there, huh? Sorry. Owen, ask your question again.
No, I remember what it was. You can mess it up if you want, though.
No, so I'm just curious. I mean, do you even attempt to meet women anymore, or have you given up on that?
Or do you bring women in the house?
No, I don't bring anyone in the house.
Okay.
The time, I don't have time to fraternize with women, really.
Okay, so, but you know what? You said that earlier. You also said that you are, do you have a law degree?
No.
So what, you said you do legal work. So what legal work?
Well, Owen, you've got a degree in psychology. Does this guy not act like he's got Asperger's with a helping of laziness?
Well, I'm not a doctor.
I understand, but you've got to...
But I don't know. It's a nature versus a nurture argument. And it doesn't seem like it's the nurture.
What if
so
you
maybe
had to
it's
guess.
The vaccine or the food or something? I don't know.
What if you had to, pick one, if you had to say Asperger's or no, what would you pick?
Well, I think your Asperger spectrum undoubtedly just by all of it, but then you've got the overlay of the environment that is inducive towards the zombiosis.
What if I'm just a regular guy?
What if you're just a lazy bum? Maybe you are just a bum. A contrarian bum that will never get the perfect thing he really wants. Owen, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out, is it a comfort thing? Like, if you really want me to answer that question, I mean, like, what? Why do you want to live at home? Like, what is the deal with that? Why don't you want to get out?
I don't want to live at home. What I've told other reporters is that when I had my son, he was a baby, and I had him 3 full days a week, two full weekdays and 1 weekend day. And it was really hard for me to find full-time employment like that.
Wait a second. Hold on a second. This is blowing my mind. You're a white male. You're an effing white male.
White people don't know what it's like to be poor.
What?
It's obviously an inside joke that you haven't heard yet, but apparently, you know, white man has the white man privilege. So you're telling me you can't get a job so that you can move out of the house. That's what you're telling me.
I didn't say that. I said that it wasn't really, I didn't have a lot of opportunities with all those days that I was, you know, being a father to my son, which was important and necessary.
But do you have visiting rights right now?
No.
So what are you so busy with then? I'm still trying to figure this out.
Trying to get to see him again. That's what I was doing for a long time.
So you're battling with the courts and with lawyers right now?
Just the courts. Courts and lawyers. You're exactly right.
Okay. Don't you think it might be advantageous for you to maybe, like, get some money behind this effort and maybe hire a lawyer?
It's not going to change the merit of my contentions.
Yeah, but it might help you, don't you think? I mean, this is a court of law.
How would that help? Just by saying the magic words?
I mean, dude, if you don't know how the judicial system works, I mean, clearly you don't.
Well, let me tell you, my ex-wife took the kids and said and filed up. Why don't we have them on 4 hours on the weekend? And I went and got lawyers and went and had a big court battle and, you know, got my kids half the time.
Have you ever been on your own, Michael? Have you ever been out of the parents' house?
I have.
And what was that like for you? Did you not like it?
No, I loved it. It was great. You're very busy all the time. You got to work. You know,
I think you should take up something like kickboxing something athletic. Are you engaged in any athletic pursuits?
I like the bicycle. I like to ride my bicycle.
Another Bernie Sanders favorite?
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Is he around?
How would you like to be Bernie Sanders' assistant?
Probably wouldn't like to assist someone else.
Ah, I just figured because he wants to take care of everybody that's poor and that needs help, so I think he should give you a job. But you're not going to have any leftists actually offer anybody jobs. That's conservatives that do that. Were you breastfed?
I don't remember.
That's actually very important because the fatty acids in natural breast milk give you your brain a lot more power to develop than the formula.
Yeah, well, I mean, the brain will actually weigh 10 to 15% less, have a lot less neuron density.
So wait, let me ask Michael, how old is your child?
8.
8? So you had that child at age 22?
That's right.
And so for 8 years you've been fighting for custody? Or, I mean, how does this go?
Well, when he was a baby, I really I really it wasn't feasible for me to work full time. After he started going to school.
Seems like it's never feasible for you to work full time. You know, I don't think anybody would like to work full time. You know, everybody would like to just retire or live in someone's house. But I mean, you
not
know,
me. I want to work 24 hours a day.
I was I had lost my job prior to that. I was fired. I was a little frustrated with employment. But after I had my son, after I was a father for a little while, I found that I had the gift that public schools offer us, which is, you know, the time to work with our kids kept taken care of at school. And I found that I could.
Did you see the WikiLeaks where Hillary said, I hate my constituents. They're a bunch of basement dwellers, and they're a bunch of idiot baristas. Well, a lot of baristas, a lot of baristas that live really good lives, and but that's who she thinks her people are. And they're all folks that can't get out of their parents' basement because the economy's so bad in their area, and the family decides to live together so they can have extra money, and that's kind of a smart thing. If the family decides to live together in a post-industrial economy, I don't put people down that live with their parents if the family works together or a lot of folks take care of their parents. I'm putting down the fact that you, like so many other millennials and trendies, don't have any aspirations for life in the world except politically running my life. You don't have the whole liberal control freak contingent, though, so you're a little bit different. We'll be right back.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I'm Alex Jones, and Michael Rotondo, the 30-year-old who refused to move out of his parents' house, they had to take him to court. The judge said, yeah, you got to get out. Liberal media, conservative media made fun of him and said, what a bum, what a horrible person. I was talking to Owen Schroyer during the break, and I said, what is your prognosis? You're a smart guy, and I talked to some of the other folks in there, and they pretty much all came up with the same conclusion that I have in my heart. I think it's this. Owen, give us your take.
Well, I think that you've just never had anybody really empower you. You've never felt that anyone has had faith in you or trust in you. So you've never felt the inclination to make more of yourself because you don't feel like anyone's ever believed in you. And when I saw that moment when Alex handed you the check, but also talked about maybe hiring you, there was an emotion that I think came over you. And I saw it in your face that it felt like for the first time somebody was willing to invest in you. And that was empowering for you to have that feeling that somebody is willing to stick their neck out there for you and invest in you. And I think for a lot of people, that's all it takes sometimes. It's just that little push of somebody having faith in you and investing in you. That
and by
gets
the way,
you
the
going.
Globalists believe everybody's already done, so they're trying to dumb people down to control them to then depopulate. And that's what this whole anti-man, anti-woman agenda is. They admit in the WikiLeaks and the government documents the whole gay agenda is about that. I'm not bashing gay people. That's always happened. That's always been there. But the artificiality pushing is about depopulation. And so people are going into these Asperger's type things that are artificial from the programming, from the television, from the internet. And we're hypocrites. We're on this thing too. That's how we're reaching people. But I'm telling you, I see this in more and more young people. I know you are 30, but I'm seeing this in a lot of males, especially, who don't thrive in the outside world. People don't, you know, have barbecues or, you know, outside at night. Like when I was a kid, people were still outside most of the time. Maybe we watch a Saturday night movie or cartoons on Saturday morning or, you know, but, or there was a big event, turn on the news. But we were outside. We were doing things, baseball, football, fist fights, kissing with girls behind the bleachers, you know, going fishing, all that stuff. That's all gone now. And I'm saying you are very common. You are not this, look at the biggest bum in the world. You are just one permutation of the sickness. Owen?
Well, I'll just say this, and if there's anybody else that wants to talk to Michael here. I think you're right, Alex. I think this is a common issue, and it's different than the government just saying, oh, you know, here's a check or welfare or a hand up or everything. That doesn't really empower you. That doesn't really influence you. That makes you want to get more comfortable. Whereas if a person invests in you, now you're answering to them, and there's an actual human experience there. There's a bonding experience there that can make a man a man. So I think that that's the big difference here, and I think that this is just something that a lot of people lack. They don't have leadership. They don't, whether it's in a family or in school or whatever it is, they just don't have somebody that's willing to invest in them. And I'll just say this in closing, you know, I don't know what you think the best options are right now for you to get your kid back, but I would say your best option is to work your tail off and get a great job, and yeah, make some money, get your own home, and then the judge.
By the way, we're
going to
keep him in here for one episode, one more segment when Sawman comes on with you, when we're plugging your big veteran special. He's coming up today on the War Room, and Sawman, former Navy SEAL patriot, his buddy just got the Congressional Medal of Honor yesterday, pretty big deal. So we're going to be breaking all that down and headed into Memorial Day. But a great point, Owen. And again, jump in any time, Michael. Again, the man that's 30 years old being evicted from his parents' house in court this week. If you just tuned in. And let's bring in Daria, or let's bring in Jake Lloyd, or let's bring in any other folks that want to get on there.
Well, I want to answer his question.
Go ahead.
what he said was, you know, that he alluded to the fact that he believed that I had never had someone who believed in me. And that's not true. I've had grade school teachers who have believed in me. I think everyone has had that. But I don't think it happens enough. And I think that a lot of what you're speaking to with the things that you wish, you know, things that you wish would change comes from the schools.
Well, you need to not, here's the deal, you need to not procrastinate. You need to let yourself be in other organizations and not at the top, and learn that if you just execute and innovate, you'll be moved to the top immediately.
All right.
Look, people are looking for people who will just do what they're told, understand the information, and then move up in the hierarchy of things. Mm-hmm. And you'll find once you move up the hierarchy of things, that it's actually a big responsibility. But it does advance your mental clarity, understanding as you learn how to deal with more responsibility, more stress. You understand?
Yeah.
And that's what the whole hierarchy of needs in life is about. And it's about ascending to the level of where you actually want to then help others, like your son, which you want to do. So you aspire to that.
It's not about helping my son.
I know. But you have to sacrifice and not do things the way you want them every time to get in the position to get your son back.
Maybe.
No. Without sacrifice, there's nothing, my friend. Let's bring Jake Lloyd in, and Drew wants to get in, whoever else.
Yeah, so I guess what I'm wondering is, where is your motivation? Like, did you ever have any dreams when you were a kid? Did you have any motivation or anything? Because I guess it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I mean, I joined the Army at 17. I got out. I'm working here now. I'm 21 years old, and I feel like I'm not motivated enough because I measure myself against people in the past, like Teddy Roosevelt, people who were doing great things in the past.
Yeah.
And I'm doing what I'm doing now. It's good, but it's not that. So I guess I'm just curious, where is your motivation in life? If it's to get your son back, what are you doing to get him back? Because you say, oh, he's incredibly important to me. He's all that I, you know, the biggest thing in my life. But that doesn't seem to be true because you're not acting that out in your life.
I've been going through a very arduous and costly and time-consuming legal process to try and get him back based on the fact that I was entitled to get him back. Not based on the fact that I need to have a job.
You do need a job. You do need a job.
People need income.
Yeah, you need a job to support your kids.
You described on air and off air that the court basically found you incompetent.
That is a reasonable characterization of what happened, yeah.
Because it is incompetent if you won't get out of your parents' house at 30. It is incompetent if you won't do the things it takes to get stuff done.
I mean, that's not fair to the kid. That's not fair to your kid at all. If you're going to not have a job, if you're going to live at your parents' house, I mean, that's not raising him properly. And you're
I'm not trying to jump on you here, man. I'm trying to help you.
All right.
Have you ever been in a physical fight?
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's a great thing. That's generally a lot of folks.
It happens to a lot of people.
How old were you?
Which time?
I'm just seeing if you've lived any.
Have I lived any?
Yes.
Yeah, a few.
All right, great points, Jake Lloyd. Let's bring in the next question. Who wants to get in here for next?
Oh, do y'all hear me? I'm on.
Yeah, I can hear you. Great. And we're going to hold you over. Start your question.
So I'm naturally lazy as well. But with that being said, I'm almost 30 now, done a lot of stuff with my life. So what I'm really asking you is, what has, besides your kid, what has been your biggest achievement since you've been an adult?
I have not considered anything like that. My biggest achievement. What's that?
You haven't considered anything an achievement since then?
No, I haven't considered I'm trying to think of one thing that I would consider to be an achievement, and I'm having a hard time.
That seems to be a problem.
That is a bad sign.
Stay there, Drew. I'll tell you your achievement.
What?
You finally started to fight when they kicked your ass out of the nest, which is the beginning of how they're trying to help you, and now you're on InfoWars.
Because I'm a slacker? Or because I was a slacker?
Well, here's the deal. We're going to transform you from slacker man to super hair man. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill. A nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it was a prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Take control of your water with the new ProPure Whole House Filtration System. The ProPure Home removes chlorine and up to 220 plus additional contaminants with ProMax Full Spectrum Filter Technology for truly great tasting, clean, and refreshing water. Order a ProPure Home today and receive a free pre-sediment filter, a $79.95 value. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com for details. Rethink what's in your water.
Is also here with us today. So there's so much to get to, so much to go over. There's going to be a veteran special today that they're going to have for 3 hours, Owen Schroyer and Craig Schroyer. That's like saying she shucked seashells by the seashore. I'm having trouble saying it. Both names are easy to say, but when you say them combined together, it gets a little hard. So Owen Schroyer and Craig Sawyer, Veterans Call-In Special Show ahead of Memorial Day this Monday, A Voice for Our Veterans, what's happening in the VA, what they think of Trump, all the things that are happening, the good, the bad, and the ugly. That's at 3 p.m. today in about an hour and a half from now. Please tell everybody about Infowars.com/show. Please share the link for folks, and please tell people about the local radio and TV stations that you're tuning into. We'll be talking to Craig and Owen in the next segment about what's coming up in the war room today. Roger Stone's also supposed to pop in right now, but I may just do that in the first 5 minutes of the next hour, just to point out that he's now been told by the Mueller people, yeah, it's not Russiagate. We're looking at your finances to put your ass in prison, and you better, they telegraphed, you better turn your back on the president. And Giuliani went on Fox and said, they know Roger's not going to do that. Roger told me last night, and he said today on the news, that he's not turning his back because there's nothing to turn his back on. There's nothing been done, nothing illegal, nothing wrong, no nothing. And so, Craig, talking to you, your buddy also just won the Congressional Medal of Honor yesterday from the same team that you were on. I guess his nickname, Slab. You're going to be breaking that down as well. So tell us what's coming up.
Well, yeah, Britt Slavinsky was my sniper crew for years in the SEAL teams. He's a great guy, and he got the Medal of Honor yesterday from the president. It was an ugly battle and a lot of heartache there. And I know Slab didn't even want the award. He's been awarded heavily prior to that, and he's a warrior in every sense of the word. And you know, he's a reluctant recipient of that award due to the brothers left on that we lost in that battle, but that's the nature of battle. It's imperfect. Slab's a great warrior, and but it's good to see him recognized, and all the guys at that level really deserve to be recognized for it. Great warriors defending our homeland against the unthinkable. So God bless them all.
I know on air you'll really never talk about any of the operations you've been part of, obviously, because that's all classified. And are we even able to know the specifics of why you got the Congressional Medal of Honor?
Yeah, they talked through the citation live on national television. The president actually read it.
Well, I missed that yesterday because I was so busy with other things. But, so we're going to re-air that today coming up during the war room. We'll find that and air that because that's important.
Yeah, man. Yeah, those guys deserve to be recognized, and Slab deserves to be recognized for his contributions on the field of battle there. Just amazing stuff.
Now, let's juxtapose that, not in the mean way. I'm sure you heard of Michael Rotondo, the 30-year-old that wouldn't get out of his parents' house.
Only briefly. I've been quite busy running our operations for the children, Alex, so I get glimpses of the news.
And that's what we'll talk about in the next segment. Boy, is Trump and you guys and everybody really delivering. There are just massive pedophile roundups going on, but we can't get into it all. The numbers are out there, like 8-9 times the previous number under Obama, and the left's really panicking, and more of this is coming out. But that's definitely panicking the globalists right now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's a massive struggle for power over the United States, and we see it getting more desperate on the left, on the globalist side, as Trump makes more progress and gets his footing as commander-in-chief of the United States and starts exposing more of the truth. The globalists and the radical left are getting more and more desperate. So it's interesting. These are interesting times, highly contested. So we'll stand by and watch.
Right, we're breaking it down here in a few minutes. Finishing up, and I'm going to do a special broadcast with you later. I'm really trying to find out why you and so many other millennials are so timid, afraid to leave the house, lazy. I'm not trying to be mean, but we got Drew and some other folks have questions for you. And
great,
you respond back.
I got something, Alex, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Can I interject? I would just encourage him. Look, if you love somebody, you want them empowered. Man, I teach my son everything that I can, and look at take a little league football team. Man, they train those boys hard. Why? Because they want them to be prepared to win or to perform well during the game, and we all want that for our kids, man. And so sometimes love, if you really care about somebody, you want them empowered. And growth is always difficult. It's sometimes painful, but it's beneficial. So I would encourage this guy. Hey, look, yep, his life has been what it has been until now, but before him lies unlimited potential, and I would say push through the discomfort of growing into a more responsible man and going for his better self.
Exactly, because I saw the media just put him down and calling names, and I'm trying to kick him in the butt to get him thinking. But if you look at how we have to pay for all the illegal aliens and all the anchor babies and you know, for people's sex changes, that's far more lazy and bad than him. So then how is he the worst guy in America is basically what they said this week, and then they ignore all the rest of this stuff. He becomes a scapegoat. I'm not saying you're a victim. I'm just saying on a scale of laziness, you're kind of in the middle. You're not the worst guy.
It sounds reasonable. I wanted to answer a question I got earlier where someone asked me what my greatest accomplishment was, and it's my belief that I've raised a child who is smarter than I was.
Besides your son.
Well, besides that.
Yeah, besides your son, what has been your greatest achievement since you turned 18?
That's what I prepared as the answer for that.
So you prepared it?
Yeah.
That's the problem. It took you that long through the break to think of one, though.
How am I supposed to come in before the break?
Okay, well, without that, would you say that your life has been fulfilling?
Yeah.
In what way, being as though you haven't, you can't even find out what you've achieved. You can't even answer what you've achieved. How do you feel fulfilled?
I feel like I can accomplish what I seek to. Or if I can't accomplish what I was attempting to, I've made accomplishments in order to get there.
Well, listen, I'm not trying to put you down. Thanks, Drew. Let's bring Dari on. Let's make her get on here because I know she's had some comments. She doesn't want to get on air, but she said she did earlier. Daria, get over here, because I'm not trying to be mean to you. You got to get out of the comfort zone, like you said,
mm-hmm.
and just do little things. Just get a job.
Well, I just think, Alex, you said something.
That's not Daria.
She refuses to go. She refuses to go on. I think that Alex was right, though, Michael. Your greatest accomplishment was this legal battle with your parents to live at home or not live at home.
You finally fought for something.
That's this is going to be the moment in your life that changes everything. I have a feeling for you. You have good energy, Michael.
Thank you.
We're trying to be positive. Daria was going to get on air.
I don't know where she is.
Does anybody else, the minute and a half we have left, want to talk to him? Go ahead.
Can I ask you a question?
You want to ask Owen a question?
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, what's up?
Or no, I forgot what this gentleman's name is over here.
Drew, get Drew on here.
No, this gentleman, who's the guy?
Sawman.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, buddy.
Is that on your birth certificate, Sawman?
Greg Sawyer.
Greg Sawyer.
He was a mall cop.
Greg, feel free to just disregard my question because it's complicated. Do you have a scope? Do you have a theater scale where you can...
We said a minute and a half, buddy, so be quick.
Do you have a theater scale where you can share with us the scope of some of the things that these men who've been awarded the Medal of Honor, can you share with us what they've done?
Well, that would take about 5,000 hours.
For this thing here, or for that thing there.
The word hero exists for guys like that. I mean, that's what they do. They earn it. They disregard their own safety, and they run to save their buddies from the unthinkable. They fight through things that normal people would not. That's what the Medal of Honor is all about, and that's how we celebrate those who earn it.
Can't talk about anything specifically about what they were involved in.
Well, we're going to get to this one because this was declassified.
Oh yeah.
When he's hosting for 3 hours coming up, we're going to pull that up. The gentleman getting the Medal of Honor yesterday, the seal. Listen, we're going to be talking more once the show's over. So you've done a great job. You made $3,000 coming here.
Yeah.
It's part of capitalism. See how that did for you?
Are you happy so far with?
Yes.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. Today you can get your very own free copy of Ted Benna's new book. Shipping and handling charges apply.
Get your copy of Ted Benna's book when you text Benna to 79000. Text BENNA to 79000. Text BENNA to 79000 now.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
We're all living in America, America, it's wunderbar. We're all living in America, America, America. We're all living in America, America, it's wunderbar. We're all living.
Back live, ladies and gentlemen. We're getting Craig back on a Skype drop. Owen Schroyer, you're going to be hosting a three-hour transmission with Craig, a veterans call-in, just for veterans to call in. Obviously, you'll be covering some of the news, but that's coming up in about an hour and 13 minutes with the War Room. Well, you see the attack that InfoWars is under, and I haven't even plugged but maybe 1 minute, a minute and a half, the last 2 hours plus. Most talk show hosts plug every segment. I should plug every segment, then I wouldn't have to sit up here and freak out about expanding in the face of globalists. But people have to understand, there's something called Trumpnesia with a lot of people that think since Trump's in, everything's okay. The total war is on right now. A lot of people get that. A lot of people don't. But let me tell you who does get it. The left are in their maximum push. And the more desperate they get, the more desperate they get. The more out of control they get, the more out of control they get. The more they lie and it doesn't work, they quadruple and quintuple and just leverage it into total cloud cuckoo land. And we are winning. But let me tell you, and I'm not complaining. I asked for this. I just don't want to personally, you know, have the pleasure of tearing us to pieces, because they're certainly trying, as you can see all over the news. The good news is I led the broadcast with this. So I'm going to get Craig back on, separate from the veterans. That's important because he's helping a lot of folks lead the charge around at the pedophile rings and all the rest of it. It's really happening, and everything we were told about Weinstein is now coming out thanks to Schneiderman getting removed. He was protecting him, and this is the real counterstrike. This is Trump's counterstrike, as we told you was coming in November of 2016. And Drudge linking to our spirit cooking articles and you know, exposing the pedophile rings and then them creating side diversions that were honeypots for us. We're not perfect. Some of us fell into them. You know, the distractions with Pizzagate. But now the real counteroffensive is taking place. This is a big deal. Owen?
Well, like you said, I mean, even the night of the election, though, Alex, you had some reservations about celebrating because you said, I know that the left is going to push back. You know, we just had a major victory, but the globalists are not going to go away. You know, they've invested.
Well, it's like you take a port in a war, but then 50 ships come pulling around the corner to retake it. I mean, we're in a war. We've not won the war yet. Yeah, we won a Death Star level destruction event. But as we all know, just because you blow the Death Star up doesn't mean the Empire's still ain't out there.
Well, the globalists have a survival instinct too, and their ideology has a survival instinct. And that's the key here that I actually broke down with Doug Hagman yesterday on the War Room, is that the reason why they're engaged in such heinous activity, abusing the power of the FBI, the DIJ, the NSA, the CIA, the reason why they're so unabashed in their fake news and their lies, we're even still, I mean, Alex, this is like, even after James Clapper has admitted the FBI had spies.
He said, we spied on Trump, though I don't like to call it that, close quote, The View. They're saying we're making it up.
They still deny it. Adam Schiff on Twitter, Eric Swalwell on Twitter, there was no spying, it's fake news from the right. And it's like, wait a second, we just got that from James Clapper, even though we already knew that was going on. But it's all a survival instinct. They know that they're against the ropes, and they know that if Trump isn't defeated or removed from office, that they're done. Their stranglehold over the country, the communist, socialist, whatever you want to call it, that they try to bring this government down with, is in dire shape.
Absolutely.
Right,
and I wanted Sawman on the last segment. They got him on a little bit earlier. I want to get him back on, guys. And I want to get the Congressional Medal of Honor thing that was done on Fox yesterday, because we're going to air that before this show ends. I'm going to countermand, or that's not the word. I'm going to commandeer some of the next hour. So just I'm telegraphing that to everybody, because that's
about
enough.
If you want to play the full thing, it's about 20 minutes, the full entire presentation.
So you carried it?
I've got it queued up to play on the War Room.
Okay, well, I'm going to play just some of it here, then, when he gives him the award or whatever. Because Obama got rid of this.
Well, and think about this, Alex. Like you said, you didn't see this yesterday. It really didn't get much TV coverage. I mean, very little coverage in the Medal of Honor. I remember when Obama handed out any award, it was a huge TV event. They had the whole camera crews there. Everybody made a big deal of it. But Trump hands out a Medal of Honor. It seems like nobody even bats an eye. Just like the MS-13 roundtable, nobody bats an eye. That was an incredibly powerful event. Just like the Republicans in a 50-minute public presser announcing that it's time for a special counsel into the Clinton email investigation and the origins of the Trump-Russia
collusion. Keep posting. I'll be back.
These things just get no coverage. These things get no coverage. And it's just incredible to think why. Why wouldn't somebody cover an MS-13 roundtable where they come out with the news? And this is, I mean, this is huge, right? I mean, why wouldn't anybody be talking about gangs? We're talking about gangs that murder, rape, traffic in children, etc., sell drugs, all of it. Violent gangs sneaking into this country using children to get in. It's just like people don't take what we say seriously. MS-13 knows how to get around the system. That's not just rhetoric. It's pretty simple to figure out, oh, okay, if I come in with a kid or two, they're going to let me in. Wow, MS-13 has a brain too. They bring in the kids with their gang members, and then what do you have? Unaccompanied children in the country that we have to take care of. And this is totally ignored by mainstream press, well, even though it should be top news.
And let me expand on that. MS-13 is the most hated in Mexico because they're out of El Salvador. They're literally devil worshippers. They're the worst gang in. They set the precedent back 15 years ago or so to start killing kids. Nobody would kill kids in any Latin American gang because they had some basic chivalry. Now they're killing kids, something previously only Muslims would do on purpose. So, I mean, these guys are worse than animals. Animals kill for food. Animals kill to survive. These people do it because it's a cult of who can be the nastiest, meanest, most disgusting person. And, you know, these are the guys that are running the coyote operations. These are the guys that are so ruthless, they're taking over the Mexican gangs, and the Mexican gangs are adopting their psychology. When we got 150 million Mexicans in Mexico, and you got probably 20, 30 million illegals here, you don't want them adopting this. I mean, this is like adopting Nazism or something. And the president simply says this, and they go, how dare you? You say Hispanics are animals.
Let me just make a comment real quick on the animals thing. Okay, so it's the entire left freaks out over Trump saying animals. Wait a second, you claim we're animals through evolution. So they literally teach in science that we're animals. That's their science. They want their science that teaches we're animals.
Of course. Well, the babies aren't even humans. Chop them up.
So, but then Trump says animals, speaking of gang members, and they throw their hands in the air.
No, they're chopping babies up. But now they're saying everyone has a spark of divinity. These are God's children. And they said, oh, well, Pelosi didn't mean them. Then a bunch of Democrats come out and they go, no, we mean MS-13, including Juan Williams. Let me add this. That's why I'm saying everybody points their fingers at Michael Rotondo. And they go, look, this guy's the biggest bum in the galaxy. And I think he's got some quirky, you know, issues. I don't think he's a bad guy. I think he's been, you know, shut in. He's nothing compared to making us pay for MS-13 to bring women in who have babies by design to give them an anchor in the United States to bring up to 10 more people in. We're paying for MS-13 women to have babies on record to pay for everything for them. That is BS.
And this is what a welfare state does. And even though its intentions may be good, even though the intentions of...
But it's not at the top. You read LBJ. He said the blacks...
But it never works.
These are quotes. I don't even want to say the quotes because he'll edit it and say I said it. He said blacks are getting uppity because they oppressed them, so they created their own economies. And when some areas were getting wealthier than white...
It's like Kanye West now, too. You know, he's getting a little uppity. They need to, you know, send him back to the middle.
Exactly. Listen, folks, here's the bottom line. We need your support. We're all in this together. We got free shipping running store-wide right now. We've got all of our best-selling products for the Memorial Day special at 50% off. X2 and the Bio True Selenium Combo, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, 50% off. Amazing. The Real Red Pill Plus, now with energy, 50% off. Silver Blue, Silver Bullet, amazing colloidal silver, 50% off. Alpha Power, whoa, try that for yourself, mind and body, 50% off. Super Male, Super Female, amazing, 50% off. And free shipping. Oh, I forgot. Free shipping. Immune Wall, 50% off. And here's the biggest special, InfoWars Life, super high-quality, storable food, private label, My Patriot Supply, 6-month supplies, 1-year supplies, 3-month supplies of food, 50% off with, here's the big one, the food, because it's a lot for shipping, free shipping on the food. This is a near-loss leader, but with all the things going on in this world, it's so critical to be prepared. This is the biggest special ever on storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. Whatever you do, check out all of the great items, the T-shirts, the books, the videos, and help fund this operation as we prepare to launch the final main stage of 24 hours a day. Reporters in every major region of the planet attacking the globalists relentlessly on a 24-hour basis, upping our game in the face of the Soros-Clinton EU crime syndicate assault. Hour number 4 with Owen Schroyer, Alex Jones, and more straight ahead.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.